From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DeMattei. The Florida Supreme Court ruled last week that the city of Aventura and other Florida cities acted illegally when they put a red light camera system in place. On the Florida Roundup on Friday, Alicia Zuckerman and Tom Hudson spoke with David Ovalle, who's been covering the story for the Miami Herald, along with the Herald's Steve Rothaus.
The state did regulate red light cameras in 2010. So, David, what was the basis of the lawsuit?
Well, back when the program was first instituted in 2008, it was not a moving violation the way it is now. It was technically a code violation, which means if you wanted to contest it, you didn't go down to the courthouse like you would in a normal speeding ticket or something like that. You actually went down to City Hall, and they sort of had these hearings that were basically created just for this purpose. And so the complaints were that it was basically a kangaroo court, completely biased toward the city to collect money. So, you know, I'd been down there a couple of times and I'd seen it, and it was a pretty bizarre sort of little setup they had going. And ultimately, the complaints were so much and there were so many lawsuits filed over this issue that the state stepped in and made it a uniform traffic citation the same way it would be in, you know, for a speeding ticket or anything else you'd get on the roadway.
What are some of the other Florida cities that followed suit before the 2010 legislation?
Geez, you know, Miami Gardens, we have Pembroke Pines, we have Florida City, we have Sweetwater. I mean, and most of those cities, you know, are still in litigation. Coral Gables, North Miami, all of these cities are still in litigation over this issue pre-July 1st, 2010.
How much money is going back to the people who were fined prior to 2010?
I mean, the Supreme Court didn't really specify that refunds needed to be made or how they would go about doing it. So it's going to really kind of play itself out in court. I noticed in Orlando, the city attorney up there came out and said, well, if you didn't protest and you paid it right away, you have no right to get your money back. And that's going to be a huge point of contention because, in essence, these quote-unquote hearings were illegal. I think the upper hand is now on the plaintiffs in a lot of these lawsuits.
And, of course, the question now is if people simply opted to pay these fines, so, David, you're saying that they may not even be able to collect because they didn't go through this process.
Well, but the court has said those hearings were illegal. So you can't acknowledge making an illegal moving violation if the hearing in which you rejected to have, had you had it, would have been illegal.
So the enforcement of the crime is illegal, basically.
Right. They didn't have the authority to do it.
Right.
I imagine if some of these cities have decide that they are going to, you know, give back a lot of the money, then there's going to be sort of legal notices sent out. You'll see ads in papers, and they'll do their best because not everyone's going to remember. Some people may have moved away.
Yeah.
So there'll be a certain amount of red tape for the red light camera.
There will be red tape. And in some cities, it's not quite clear exactly how, for example, Pembroke Pines has settled.
So there's an important question in all of this, which is, first of all, in the year that ended in July 2013, camera fines totaled $62.5 million. The state gets half of that, and the company that makes the cameras get the other half. So we know that it's bringing in revenue, but is there any evidence that it's making people drive more safely?
Well, I guess it kind of depends who you talk to. I mean, for example, Aventura, they were really pushing that accidents had plummeted. And you also have, people that say, well, it may even be worse because I've found myself doing this where I'm like, is it a red light camera? Let me stop really quick. I'm not really sure there's an overall consensus on if it actually makes traffic any safer.
And you can hear the complete conversation from the Florida Roundup at WLRN.org. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DeMattei.